Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, last week, I don't know if you saw it, but Amy Dowden, the professional dancer and Strictly Come Dancing star, shared a video on her Instagram of what she has described as the hardest step so far. Okay. She has cancer. And she was shaving her head. And the 33-year-old was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer in May. And since then has had to have a mastectomy and chemotherapy. Oh, Aileen is a cancer nurse in the Daffodil Centre in Tala University Hospital. She's on the line now to have the chat. Aileen, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for doing this, first of all. What do you do in the Daffodil Centre, Aileen? What do you do there?
Well, I'll begin by saying, first of all, a bit about Daffodil Centres. We have 13 Daffodil Centres located in many of the main hospitals countrywide, as well as in the Bunsacre in Cork and the Blackrock Hermitage in Lucan. And they're all staffed by oncology nurses. And really, our role is to provide information about all aspects of cancer, and not just to patients, but also for loved ones, friends, for the general public,
okay,
and for our colleagues as well. We also provide education programs. We have two wonderful programs and they can be accessed either in person or online. One is our pre-chemotherapy education program, and that patients can ask their nurses to refer on to us. We also have a post-treatment program called LACES. And LACES means Life After Cancer Enhancing Survivorship. I suppose people often tell us really to feel a bit lost at the end of treatment and not sure what to expect or what steps to take next. So this program really provides useful information about diet and exercise and emotional support and also benefits and entitlements and perhaps returning to work advice. So we can signpost people to cancer services and supports locally in their area. What else have we there? We can refer on to counselling services around the country at no cost as well. People can access these services again by contacting our support line on 1-800-200-700 or through our Daffodil Centres indeed.
Aileen, I didn't know you did so much.
Yeah, we're busy.
You're flat out. I mean, it's incredible the work that you do and providing such support for friends and family of the person with cancer as well. And it's just such a huge support network. Can we talk about Amy's video for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Because it really kind of struck a lot of people. It was quite difficult to watch. It's quite an emotional video. But how common is it for a person with cancer to lose their hair? Does it happen to everyone? How is it a certain percentage? Tell me.
Yeah, so as you said, cancer really is quite an emotive subject and people have to deal with the physical and the emotional side and the practical side indeed. But not all chemotherapy, just to say, causes hair loss. Some treatments can result in hair thinning rather than complete loss. But it is common, unfortunately, and I suppose around 60% of people going on chemotherapy can expect to lose their hair.
Okay. Now, in this video, if anybody hasn't seen it, let me just describe it to you. It looks as if she's made a big event of it. She has her friends, her loved ones around helping cut her hair, and she goes on to shave her hair. She described the decision to shave her head. She described it as she felt like she was taking control. Is that what most patients would feel like if they make that decision to go down that road and shave their head before they lose it?
Yeah, I'd say there comes a point really when you're faced with having to make a decision about it. We can try to avoid it, but eventually we have to do something about it. So Amy became aware that she couldn't control the loss of her hair, but what she did realise was she could control her response to it. And it seems she made a decision about the way she would manage it, really, that suited her. And in her video there, she said she changed her attitude, and by so doing, really in her own words, she said she felt empowered and positive, and she could look forward, and I think that's very powerful.
It was powerful to watch, I have to say. And I don't want to make this a male versus female thing, but do women struggle more with the hair loss, would you say?
Well, in my experience, no. I would say men struggle just as much as women. And as you just said, chemotherapy results in the loss of the hair from the head, but it also results in the loss of hair all over the body.
Yeah.
And we do know that men find this particularly difficult to deal with.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. It's really good to know. How can people support a loved one who is going through something like this? I mean, I couldn't take my, like, it was the, in the video, you can see her nearest and dearest around her, cutting her hair, some giving her a kiss on the cheek, rubbing her shoulder, yeah, just being there. Just a really difficult experience for all, I would say. But in your experience, what would you say to people? Because I think we've all been affected by cancer in some shape or form. How can people support a loved one who's going through something like this?
And you're right again, Jennifer. And cancer just doesn't affect the person. It affects the friends and families around them. But I would say by just being there, really listening to them and accepting and validating their feelings really around this hair loss situation that's coming up, you can offer to help them, perhaps offer to look, help them looking up information, driving them to appointments, just being with them. They may feel uncertain in social situations. They can pick who they want to go with whenever they want to go and discuss what feels best for them. But really, like Amy, they may want to meet in a safe place with friends and family. Again, we have lots of information on our website and on how to support a loved one through a cancer diagnosis.
Okay, okay. Do Instagram videos like Amy's help?
Yeah, look, that was a very powerful video, actually. I thought it was quite touching watching it. I believe they do. We know several well-known people over the years have done it and often done it for a good cause, and we know it's helped. It really takes courage to go public, I would say.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that her courage will encourage and support others in a similar situation. I think what I liked about it was she stopped focusing on the hair that she was losing, as she said, but rather on the hair that she was getting back. And she talked about looking forward and to the new Amy, the one with her hair back again.
Yeah. Tell me what's happening this week in the Aviva.
Yeah, in the Aviva. Well, we're delighted to say we have our Relay for Life happening this weekend. So Relay for Life is a global fundraising initiative, and it celebrates cancer survivorship and really pays tribute to those who are lost to the disease through 24 community events around the country. This is a shortened version in the Aviva on Friday evening, starting at 6 o'clock. And we hear from patients all the time, really, that the element of community and support is such an important part of cancer experience, and that's really what this program is all about. So it's really going to be a special evening, and it's led by Shane Phelan from Westlife, and we're hoping special guests along with him. So the night will close with a Candle of Hope ceremony where the Aviva will be lit with thousands of candle bags decorated with messages of hope. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that myself.
Gorgeous.
I think it's quite a touching moment.
Gorgeous. Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Aileen, listen, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat to us today. The information was just quite eye-opening. I think we've all learned something new today as well. And all the work you do at the Daffodil Centre in Tallaght and all over the country, of course. Thank you for coming on and speaking with us. There we go. That was Aileen Emery, a cancer nurse in the Daffodil Centre in Tallaght University Hospital. Just speaking to us there, just the great work the Daffodil Centre and the Irish Cancer Society do. After Amy Dowden, the Strictly Come Dancer star, last week shaved her head because of her cancer treatment. If you've been affected by cancer, lost a loved one, or want to support someone facing a cancer diagnosis, please, please, please check out the Irish Cancer Society's Relay for Life event. It's in the Aviva Stadium on September 29th. Sounds absolutely gorgeous. Fair play to Shane Phelan, who's been on the show before, for being ambassador. And you can also visit cancer.ie / Aviva for more info.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit Leia Healthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.